Kevin, your thoughts coming down the stretch with some of the play calls and the turnovers down the stretch?
We just need to execute better, run the plays that we're drawing up, and just clean some stuff up. I think you saw the difference between the two teams, one team that had been playing together a long time and another team that hadn't. And I think that showed tonight, and us, that we need to, 5-5, we need to grow up.
For you, frustrating, you only had one shot in the fourth quarter. We were all wondering, when it got to crunch time with all the, different players on the team, who would get the shots. Is it frustrating at this point, or is it just a learning process?
I think it's both. It's come to a point. Just trying to find myself in this offense. I mean, it's almost related to, when you come into the league, usually the guys that dominate the ball so much, tend to learn a lot quicker than, a guy like myself, a big man. So I'm just trying to find different spots in the offense. I think I only shot 3 or 4 times, got some looks in the first half to get myself going, try to clean up on the offensive boards. But Dio and Duncan are very tough in there, and then try to get myself going early in that third quarter. And then the fourth, it's just, one of those things. I think, we're all just at it. We're 10 games in. We're looking at different stuff. I have to find myself. I think everybody knew coming in that we'd have to sacrifice. But, at some point we're going to need some low post scoring and some outside shooting.
How much is that on you versus, Blatt and the rest of the team?
I haven't really said much. I'm just trying to, be a part of this team as best I can, help us win. I think I could have done a lot better job tonight on Dial. He's a tough guard, Duncan as well. So both ends of the floor, I think, I need to step up. But, as far as getting into rhythm, it's been tough.
Is it good, though, to have a game this early against a quality opponent like that for you and some of the other new guys to get a taste of what a game like that's like?
Oh, for sure. And, especially on our home floor, and, we're going away and playing another really big game on Friday. So I think we're looking forward to that as well. And we're going to continue to keep growing, implementing new stuff. And, tomorrow will be I assume we won't do much, but we'll get to see a lot of good film of what we did right and where we went wrong. So it's another chance for us to grow, because it's going to be tough, especially in a back-to-back Friday, Saturday.
Kyrie and LeBron have played a lot with Varejao, so they seem to be really comfortable with him, just spacing everything on the screen roll. Is that just a factor? They seem to go that way a little bit more just because of the comfort?
Yeah, I mean, Andy's always great at, whether you're playing against him or playing with him, he's been a guy that, he rolls hard and gets really great looks in the offense. And, when he hits that pick with them, he's rolling hard to the basket, and I'm having to pop. So they're having to, kind of pick and choose. But, some of those drop passes, pocket passes that they make are awesome, for him. And he played a great game tonight, Andy.
Kevin, you said it's been tough for you to find a rhythm. What needs to happen in order for you to get there?
Oh, I don't know. It's like anything. It's gonna take time. I'm not worried about it. I'm, not mad at it. Don't feel any sort of grudge or anything like that. I just want to help this team, and I think I came here to win, and we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna be okay. It's still early.
You mentioned being aggressive in the third quarter. Was that your own doing, or was that a message in the locker room at halftime?
I think it was just my own doing, trying to find my way into the post. I had a few shots there that went, some real good looks, and I felt comfortable. So it was good.